Item number two is in regard to the South Coastal Library. It's for a construction administration and inspection. We're making use of our selected architect engineer, Studio J, to do the construction admin, but we figured out a way to save some money. Basically, we have Richard Davis, who is doing inspection work for Stearns and Wheeler. He's a Stearns and Wheeler employee. He's doing the inspection of the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Expansion and also the building project we're doing. And since the South Coastal Library is only several miles away, we've been able to make use of Richard on a daily basis. So and it results in a cost savings as far as the contract amount. The total construction admin and inspection is $198,348, which is about 4 to 4.5%, which is lower than what we normally see. And being able to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say cross train, but use somebody across several different projects has resulted in a potential savings for the project. And if you don't have any questions, I have a motion that would award that contract to Studio J.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 3, dated April 15, 2008, to its contract with Studio J to provide construction administration services for the South Coastal Library at a cost not to exceed $198,348.50.
Motion, gentlemen.
That's covered in the budget, is it?
Yeah, we had it in our project budget. We had that covered.
Okay, and that does not exceed what you projected?
Generally, when I do my project budgets, I would estimate 6%.
Okay.
About 4 now, so it's
and this one is, so 6% would have probably been up around, I don't know, $250,000 to $275,000.
I make a motion.
Second, Jim?
Second.
Thank you. The move to second that we approve the amendment number 3 as stated. Mr. Colton?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
6% would have been $246,000. Okay. My second item is in regard to the temporary treatment for the woods on Herring Creek facility. If you recall, we had opened bids several months ago, sometime around February 1st. But because of a number of logistical items, we either couldn't award the bid or the bid from Tidewater Environmental Services was higher than what the residents could afford. We went back out to rebid. In this case, we tried to, again, keep it simple and have only one alternative bid. In this case, Tidewater Utilities has bid $8,509.64. As compared to the first bid of $10,719, and that's a monthly rate. So Susie and I worked on rates. She's gone. But basically, if we can, based upon this bid and the cost that we think that we project to connect to the existing Bayfront facility, we can keep the rates at the same place where they are currently for the residents of the woods on Herring Creek. So I would recommend that we make that bid award to Tidewater Environmental Services, and I have a motion I could read for that also.
Question, gentlemen? No, go ahead, please, Mike.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the bid for Sussex County Project number 07-06, Temporary Wastewater Treatment and Disposal, be awarded to Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc. at the bid amount of $8,509.64 per month.
So move.
Second, gentlemen. Yes, second.
Second for vote.
Okay, second. It's been moved to second that we award the bid Tidewater. Mr. Colt?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Okay,
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Hey, Don. Good morning.